This is a repost of my most recent episode. Although it worked for some people, it didn't work for all people. And I think what happened was I had an encoding accident, I should say, with my audition software. It seemed when it was in stereo, it was fine. But once it was converted to mono, for some players, the audio went completely away. And for other players, it sounded just fine. So, I don't know. Kind of weird. So, this is a repost of that episode in stereo. Podcast Help Desk, number 67 for November 14th, 2015. And today's going to be a little bit shorter and sweeter than normal. This is a file that I started on the road yesterday and just finally got around to publishing it. That's going to be the episode for this week. We'll have lots of news, announcements, and other things next week on Podcast Help Desk. Until then, enjoy. Thanks for stopping by. And here is what I recorded from the road. And this is Mike from the road. And it's been a while since I've talked about portable podcasting, so I figured I would take this opportunity to record a segment from the road. And yes, I am actually driving down the road. The first thing you gotta be aware of is safety. So it's the same as anything else. You know, pull off the side of the road, get it all going. And then you can generally safely podcast, or at least do the recording part. Now, you know, you don't want to try to do editing and posting and all that stuff while you're driving. But I think hanging on to a microphone and talking into it, as long as you keep your attention on the road, is probably okay. I'm driving on a two-lane road, crossing the state of Michigan at this point. I'm about halfway across from between Traverse City and Alpena, in case you're keeping score. M32 is the highway. But you know, it's a Saturday morning and traffic's not real heavy and sun's out. Said I'm watching very carefully while I'm driving. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, people will be screwing around with their phones and, you know, that's bad mojo. So don't get into that. But like I said, I pulled off the side of the road and set this recording up, set up my recorder, and got the levels, I think, right. And whatever, I can fix it in post, but I think it sounds all right. And in this particular case, I'm using my Roland R05 recorder. I've got my iPhone headphones plugged in for monitoring, one ear only, because you know, driving with two headphones on, I don't know if it's illegal, but it's probably not smart, because you still gotta, you know, hear if a siren's coming up behind you or somebody honks or whatever. And I'm using my ATR 2100 microphone. I think that's what it is. Whatever, this ATR microphone that everybody talks about. This particular one I got sent to me for evaluation, and I like it, so I kept it. And I got a cable from, I think I got it on Amazon. It's an XLR to stereo 3.5 millimeters. Yeah, I had to think about that for a second. Used to call it an 1/8-inch plug, but it's actually smaller than that. And, but, you know, the standard headphone jack size. And with that cable into the mic input, not the line input, the mic input on my recorder, it does a pretty good job. And I think it, you know, keeps the background noise to a minimum. It works pretty good. See, there's I had to have a little gap there. Of course, I'm editing this file, so you probably won't hear that. But, you know, we had to get to the driving duties. Always, when you're mobile podcasting, driving first and podcasting second. Like I said, I don't advocate this for everybody. You know, if the conditions are bad, you know, if it's snowy, slippery, or raining, or heavy traffic, or you're doing a lot of negotiating and navigating, you don't want to be doing this. But, you know, like I said, on this long stretch of relatively flat highway with relatively little traffic, there's not much danger in it. And it totally gives you back some of the time. You know, if you routinely travel a lot, you know, it's the best time to listen to podcasts, but sometimes it's a really great time to podcast. Actually, I recorded a Mike Dell's World episode before I started this episode on the same trip. And tomorrow I'll probably record another one. I've got to run over to Alpena today, and then tomorrow I get to run back over here. So, you know, I'm going to have a lot of driving in, but I've got some stuff to do over in Alpena and on the east side of the state. And, you know, I don't want to spend time in a hotel over here. So I figured let's drive back and forth. And like I said, I can get in some podcast listening and some podcasting. So, but like I said, bottom line, be safe. Above all else, be safe, especially if you're driving. Now, if you're riding the passenger compartment, you can do it. And this setup also works really well in hotel rooms. You know, so if you're on the road and you don't want to take your full studio with you, which I know some people that do, you can, you know, this little setup here, probably, if, you know, if I was to buy all this stuff brand new, I think the Roland's going for around $199. I believe the microphone's around $60. Cable, I think, was $15. And, you know, everybody's got headphones, so you really don't need, you know, just earbuds. Really don't need a lot. And that just goes to prove you don't need a lot to put out a decent quality podcast. Now, one caveat to that is I am going to edit this and I'm going to process this. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, just record and put it out. It'd probably be okay. But, you know, I'm going to put my intro in and my outro. And actually, this is probably just going to be a segment of the podcast, which I'll record probably later this afternoon from the studio. You know, I got some news items and other things that I want to do with this episode. But I figured I'd get at least this little mobile segment in from the road and just show you what's possible. But I, you know, I'll take this file off the recorder. I'll put it into Adobe Audition. In my case, you could do this with lots of other programs, but Audition's what I use. Audacity, if you want something free, or GarageBand, you could probably do a lot of what I do. But, you know, I mainly, you know, cut out the time when the deer run out in front of me and I had to slam on the brakes and cost a little bit. Or, you know, whatever, you know, as you're driving, you just never know. And so I cut all that out, and, you know, a couple times I said something stupid, I'm sure. I don't know, I haven't yet, but we'll see. So I'll edit for content, and then I'll go back and process it the way I process the studio recordings. I put in a little bit of compression. I put in a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then I run it through Auphonic to level it so that it matches the studio part of this podcast. And I put it out. So, you know, it's not like I record right to this thing and then save it as an MP3 and put it out. Now, I can do that, and it's probably not going to be terrible, but that's just not what I do. So, This sounds better than it probably would if it came directly off the recorder. Of course, yeah, and the other thing with these recorders, you always want to record in WAVE, and you can't really podcast WAVE files. So you got to convert it to MP3 at some point. And because the MP3 encoder on this recorder is not great. It works. Like I said, in a pinch, if you wanted to get something out real quick and dirty, you could set it to record MP3 and put it out. But, you know, I record in WAVE and then I convert to MP3 after I've done all the processing and put the whole episode together. Move it to MP3. I use Audition just because it uses the Fraunhofer MP3 encoder, which is better than the lame encoder that comes in Auphonic, and I believe that's what this box here uses, this Roland. And I think Audacity definitely uses the lame encoder, so you know you definitely want to do the final MP3 in Fraunhofer. The other option, the free option, is the iTunes desktop application. You just drag the file in, and once you get your import, you got to set your import settings in iTunes. Just go into settings and then import, and you want to set that up for MP3 at 128 stereo or whatever. You know, 128 stereo is probably fine. That's what I do in iTunes if I was to use iTunes. And then you drag your WAVE file in. You right-click or command-click in a Mac that only has one mouse button and save as MP3 or make a MP3 version, I think is what it says. Except I'm driving down the road. I'm not playing with my computer. And once you get that version of it, it's ready to podcast and tag it. Of course, if you... use Blueberry Hosting and use, PowerPress, as I suggest is my preferred method. Your MP3 tags will be written by the PowerPress software and the Blueberry Hosting. So that's how I do it. So my MP3 tags are written right there as I upload the file. So it works out good. And, you know, that's my workflow. So mobile podcasting is possible, and it's possible to sound decent. And hopefully this segment proves it. Okay, I'm back in the studio. Just wanted to add a couple things here at the end. Again, I will have some news and announcements and stuff next week. I know of a couple of announcements that are coming. So watch for that on my Twitter feed, my personal one, MGDell, MGDELL on Twitter, and also Podcast Help Desk on Twitter. If I hear of anything interesting, I will tweet it. One thing I did start, and this, you know, no big deal, but of course, Blueberry... put out a new PowerPress, mainly for the Google Play tags, but they also added another tag in there for fundraising. And there are certain apps out there, and I can't tell you which ones they are because I don't know. There are certain apps out there that take advantage of this tag and will allow you to put like your Patreon link or your PayPal donate link or, you know, or just a web page. Link in there, and you know, there's a support the show button, and we're now supporting that in PowerPress. So with that end, I started a Patreon campaign. Now I don't expect to get rich or anything, but if you want to throw me a few bucks, you can click the Patreon link or the PayPal link over on Podcast Help Desk. Like I said, mainly because I wanted to see what the donate button looked like on whatever app that was. And like I said, I'm not sitting in front of all that, and I wasn't really prepared to talk about it, but I did want to let you know about Patreon and PayPal donate buttons that I now have on the site. So if you feel compelled to throw me a few bucks, that would be great. But otherwise, I just wanted to end this with a little bit more than just me saying that it was part of a segment. I ended up staying over in Alpena a lot longer yesterday than I thought I was going to, and didn't get back here till quite late. And then, of course, I ran back over there this morning and got back about 4 o'clock. So it's been a lot of driving. I did catch up on a lot of podcast listening, and I have got to go re-listen to a couple of episodes of the new media show. They gave me some good ideas of subjects to talk about here. So with that, everybody have a good week, and I will catch you next week.